Oh, my God, it's the baby.
Oh. You're right.
I'm frightfully sorry. It appears you've missed your bus.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
I don't drink coffee. I drink tea.
There probably won't be another bus line for quite some time.
Probably not.
You really drink this stuff, don't you?
No, we just like to pour it into cups and stir it. Why did you ask?
It tastes too much like boiled water.
It is boiled water.
I knew there was a reason.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the gangsters come from, isn't it?
Not all of them. Some of them come from Detroit, New York. Chicago just happens to grow the best ones.
You're a gangster?
12 arrests, no convictions. What are we supposed to look like that in a uniform?
How am I supposed to look?
Like a short mare.
Your boiled water's getting cold.
Let's order some more. Please.
All right.
What about you?
What about me?
Who are you? What are you?
I'm a short man. I was born in London. I've lived here all my life and most probably always will.
What do you do here?
I work in a hospital. I tell a lot of young men that they're going to be all right and they believe me because they want to, because they're so young. And I watch them die. I want it to all end.
I'll win the war for you.
That would be nice. Are you stationed in London?
No, the base is about an hour and a half from here. Normally I get a day every couple of weeks.
You're a pilot?
Yeah. B-25s.
Would you like to fly?
I hate to walk. My name's Halloran. What's yours?
Tell me about America.
I think you're lovely.
Tell me about Chicago.
Chicago's very windy. Something's happening here.
Please don't.
Please don't what?
I have to go.
I don't want you to go.
I shouldn't be here.
Yes, you should.
I have to go.
Hey.
I have to catch
please
the
don't
bus.
Leave like this.
I have to.
I want to see you again.
Can't.
Please, look, I just have a few hours before I have to be back.
Please don't do it
again. Look, we can't stand here. We got to get him to a shelter.
I'm very sorry, but I can't. I can't do that.
Why?
away again, but I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you.
I can't think. I have to go home now.
Take you there.
No, you can't. I have to go.
My name's Haller, and David Haller, and I'm from Chicago. I'm not going to let you go. Tell me your name.
I'm sorry.
In my arms, you won't tell me your name?
Please let me go.
I have to see you again. My next day off is in 2 weeks, Thursday.
I can't.
Meet me here, right here.
No.
In the same corner, right here.
I won't be here.
I will. I'll be here all day.
Please don't. I won't come.
I'll be here. You can't act like nothing's happened. There's not enough time.
Too late.
To miss anything I have to add, sir, except I don't have anything to add, sir, so there's nothing for any of us to miss, sir. To moderate flak. What the hell is light to moderate flak?
Less than heavy flak.
It's more than no flak.
You got a point there.
He wishes he could go with us.
Well, somebody's got to stay behind to volunteer us. There's a radio check.
Promise to Farrell, okay? Check pilots away. Skyler?
Yes, sir.
How are we doing?
All set, sir. Radio's okay. Ammo's okay.
Radio check pilots clearance. So good?
Yes, sir. Ready, sir. Ammo's okay. Radio's okay.
Bomb bay closed?
Bomb bay closed.
Glass locked.
Glass locked.
Camino.
I don't understand it. I think it's so goddamn hard to get in these things. I don't even want to be here in the first place. I mean, I can understand them making it hard to get out. Everybody wants to get out. You know these things are made of metal, right? You ever try and pick one up? You can't. You know why? Because it's made of metal. And metal's heavy. Very heavy. You don't believe me? Just try and pick one of these things up. You'll see. You'll write your back, that's what you'll do. Air isn't heavy, you know? This pile of junk is heavy. It's heavier than air. Much heavier. Don't you see? This thing is not supposed to be up in the air. Oh, Jesus, I hate these things.
Hey, Shalane. located the basic group. We are 20 miles from target, descending to 6,000. Bombs away at 6,000.
Roger, Pacer Leader, descending to 6,000.
This is Pacer Leader to group. Maintain your positions. We are 12 miles from target. Rate of descent, 1,000 feet per minute.
Hey, they're shooting guns at us. Somebody forgot to tell the Germans they're only supposed to have light to moderate
black today. Bombay open.
10 miles to target.
Turn the hell back!
How far from target?
1 mile. Look, turn the hell back!
That's right.
We must have slowed to 200.
We'll be sitting ducks at that speed. I'm gonna get our asses shot off!
How far from target?
3 miles. Am I the only one who's not crazy here?
Hey, Jimeno, you ever take a look at Hire?
There's a guy, he doesn't spend all that time putting a guy like Hire through prep school at Yale.
Well, if he's something messy, like die in an airplane. So as long as we're in the same plane, it's Hire.
God, you have to figure another way to get at him.
Yeah, I'm messy enough to take Hire down with me. We're over the target. We're over the target.
The wing is going to fall off. I'm going to drop the bomb, so let's get the hell out of here.
Just a second.
Son of a bitch, we're over the target. The engine's falling off.
Hey, Chief, what do you think?
What? Signal hold. We're going to wait. Listen, we got Sergeant York on the plane. I hate you, Lucas. God damn it. Look, we're over the goddamn target. I'm going to drop the bomb. Let me drop the bomb. We're over the target, I swear to God.
My guess is you may be sighting just a little bit early because you're afraid the wing's going to fall off. So I'm going to wait just a few more seconds.
If anyone's interested, I hate Lieutenant David Halloran. Serial number
057327969.
For God's sake, let him drop the bomb.
If we don't hit the stupid target now, we're just going to have to come back again.
Okay, now we're really over the goddamn target.
We'll drop the bomb.
They're away. Jesus, I hate these things.
of the street for over an hour, just watching you. I was afraid, so I stayed where you couldn't see me.
Are you still afraid?
Yes. Just a few minutes ago when we had something to do, like driving or walking, but now I just feel awkward again. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Over them, they shoot guns at us.
We drop bombs on them.
They have no sense of humor.
Can't you guys take a joke?
9,000. 5 miles to target.
How far is target now?
3 miles.
Altitude?
8,500.
We're just about over the target.
Altitude?
8,200. 100.
Give me no drop them.
Now? You're right.
How long did I love you?
There is a God. There really is a God. Ladies and gentlemen, there really is. I'm going to go to church as soon as we get back.
Oh, I haven't been there for a little while. I got confused.
What kind of babies do you get when you've got a parakeet with a tiger?
Oh, I give up. What kind of babies?
I don't know, but when he sings, you better listen.
Do you think that's terribly funny, don't you?
Yes.
You're a wretched little child.
If I am, it's your fault.
Really? Why?
Mrs. Thomas said today that children are the reflection of their parents.
You think that's true?
I don't know. If it is true, how come Dennis Kane doesn't have a moustache like his father?
Perhaps he's a reflection of his mother.
Dennis calls his mother and father by their names. I think that's smashing.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I think I'm getting a little too old to keep on calling you Mummy and Daddy.
So you don't call me Mummy and Daddy, you only call me Daddy.
I'm serious. I think that from now on I shall call you Paul.
If that's what you like.
Yes, Paul, that's what I would like. And I think that from now on I shall call you Margaret.
And I think from now on I shall call you Rover.
I think I'll call you Mummy.
You know, for a very short person, you're not bad at all. Would you like some more tea?
Yes, love some.
Judy Fox stole my keychain. You know, the one with the 40 stones.
Stole it?
Intelligent and you won't get killed.
I mean intelligence, I'm not intelligent. You should be especially kind to her now.
You won't die, will you, Daddy?
But you were going to call me Paul.
Promise me.
Sure.
And you will always love me.
I'll always love you.
And you will always love Mummy.
I'll always love Mummy.
Even when you're 80.
Yes. You have to take my false teeth out of the glass and put them in my mouth to kiss her.
We're going back to Rouen today.
I think I'm going to be sick.
We have reason to believe that Krauss is sending a trainload of ammunition from Rouen south. Now, they're going to be expecting us. It's not going to be easy. We reckon you get a lot of flak.
I'm definitely going to be sick.
Halloran, you fly in lead. Patman, you fly second lead. Now, we've got cloud cover from 8 to 10,000. Scattered clouds from 15,000. You make the drop at 6,000. Now, I know it's going to be light. So be careful.
He knows what it's going to be like. He flew 100 missions over Lackland, Texas, and he knows what it's going to be like.
Now, we should have 5 to 10-mile visibility below 8,000. And you make your approach from south to north.
Got to hand it to him. Nobody ever took Texas while he was there.
Take off at 0830. Good luck, man. I wish I could have gone with you. Dismissed.
Lieutenant Halloran, I'd like to speak with you for a moment. Take it easy with me. Say anything you'll regret later.
Don't take it easy with me. Say something you'll regret later. Maybe we'll get around.
Sit down, Lieutenant.
You know, every group of men is always one man. We got to look through the leadership. Now, in this group, you happen to be that man. You set a good example, the others will follow.
You know, you've got the makings of a very fine officer. You could go far. You could go very far.
It's your attitude that concerns me. Now, you understand what I'm saying?
No, sir.
I don't like you either, Buster. Now, you stop crapping around in the briefings. You understand?
No, sir.
What do you mean, no?
No, sir, I don't understand, sir. What crapping around, sir?
You're a wise ass. You even say sir like a wise ass.
How should I say sir, sir?
I'm going to get you. That's what I'm going to do. You blink the wrong way, and I'm going to nail you. You understand?
Yes, sir, you're going to nail me.
You get the hell out of here.
They didn't like my attitude. Lucas, you check this gear?
Sure, I checked it, sir. I checked all of them like I always do.
Fire pressure?
Fine, sir. What's the matter, sir? You've never done this before.
Check this.
I like this attitude. It's different, but it's one fine attitude.
When I was a little girl, I used to spend summers at my grandfather's. It looked exactly like this.
You worked on a farm?
Yes, why?
I don't know, you just don't seem like a farm type to me.
I can milk a cow.
Her ladyship can milk a cow?
She can.
With her very own hands?
No, with her feet. I do find it incredible that I can milk a cow. Lots of people can. Haven't you ever milked one?
Opened a bottle once.
Don't they drink milk in Chicago?
Sure. How do you think baby gangsters grow up to be big gangsters? Place to eat over there. Are you hungry?
Famished.
Good. So am I. I want some tea. I love tea. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
No, it's true. I drink it all the time.
Stop it, you know, no matter how hard I try. It terrifies me how much I want you. It must be wrong to want someone this urgently. I know later that I'll feel guilty. Later I'll hurt terribly. Except I'm with you now, and that's all I can think of.
I love you,
Margaret. I love you, Alan.
Captain Salinger, I believe you've met Captain Lesnar.
Yes, sir, I have.
New tobacco. You like it?
Yes, seems quite pleasant.
Aromatic. Bad business, Fairbairn.
I beg your pardon?
Captain Lesnar.
As you know, 2 months ago, one of your agents, Reed, was dropped in Lyon. 2 weeks later, he was killed.
Yes?
A month ago, you sent another agent in.
Forbes? A good man.
Quite. Yesterday, we received word that Forbes had been found dead.
What do you think?
I trained both of those men. I knew them well, very well. They were not the kind of men to make mistakes. Especially mistakes so glaring they would be found out in 2 or 3 weeks. It's a leak. There has to be a leak somewhere. The identity of those men had to have been known before they were dropped. It would take that long just to find them. There's a double agent here. Fairly high up, I'd say. It's the only explanation I can have.
I agree. The last communication we received from Forbes was that Gestapo headquarters in Lyon has a list of double agents in London. He said he was going to try to get that list. And that's the last we heard from him. This stuff is bloody awful. It may smell good. It tastes like hell. Well, it's obvious we're going to have to send somebody in to get that list.
In Gestapo headquarters in Lyon.
That's where the list is. That's where our man will have to go.
He had 3 children.
Did you say something?
I was saying that Forbes had 3 children.
Yes. Obvious we're going to have to do this differently this time. No one, I mean no one outside of this room may know of it. No one in OSS, no one in G2, no one.
Our man can't even transmit the list back. Once he gets it, he must make a copy of it and bring it back.
without the journalist knowing about it.
Who do we have?
I've narrowed the list to two. McCallum and Wells. I say Wells.
Quite right. You'll work with him.
I'm not sure if he's ready.
You make him ready. Oh, it's better. They can take that aromatic and put it in their noses.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to die.
Of what?
Look, Mummy, isn't she beautiful?
Yes, she is.
Isn't she the most beautiful thing you ever saw?
No.
Who's more beautiful than she is?
You are.
She can close her eyes and you can curl her hair.
Yes, she's a wonderful doll.
Let's think of what to get Daddy for Christmas.
I suppose there's no reason in particular that you wanted me to see that doll.
No reason in particular?
It has nothing to do with Christmas.
Of course not. Mummy, when am I going to get breasts?
Next Tuesday, why?
I don't know. Sometimes I think they look silly.
Well, they do look best with formal wear.
What would Daddy like?
I think he'll like anything you get him.
I want to get him something special.
About a tie.
A tie's nice. Daddy has ties.
Daddy has most of the things that we've seen.
I want to get him something that he doesn't have.
Then get him a dress. Just get him something you like. Daddy will love that because it's from you. Not because it's blue or red, but because it's from you.
Mummy, do you know any Germans?
Not too many.
What are they like?
I don't really know. Probably very much like us.
Do you think there are German children buying Christmas presents for their fathers right now?
Yes, I suppose so.
Handkerchief! That's it, Daddy, handkerchief!
Never get over the way it looks like the propellers are spinning backwards.
Backwards? The propeller's spinning backwards? Forget it.
Forget it. The goddamn propeller's spinning backwards. I'm supposed to forget it?
It's an optical illusion. I would simply say...
Forget it. Optical illusion, my ass. How do you know forward from backwards with a propeller?
When we take off heading for France and we land in New York, the propeller's spinning backwards.
I hope they're spinning backwards.
Tower, this is leader over.
This is tower over.
Starting taxi over.
Roger, leader over.
Just my luck, just spinning forward.
Want me to take it up for you?
No.
Listen to number one.
Why, what's wrong?
I don't know. Something doesn't sound right.
Leader, this is tower over.
Just 1 second, tower over. Check the RPMs.
RPMs normal.
Oil pressure?
Leader, this is tower over.
Lucas, are you hearing number one? Something doesn't sound right.
Yes, self-clear, sir. You check the gauges.
Gauges are okay.
Yes, self-clear.
I hear something wrong. I hear everything wrong.
Something's not right. Gauges don't really show it.
Leader, this is tower. Please answer, over.
Tower, this is leader. Over.
Begin your takeoff.
I got a problem with my number one. I'm coming back, over.
Repeat that, please, leader.
I got a problem with my number one. Over. I'm coming back.
Roger, leader. You're returning to base. Patman, you're the new leader. Over. Roger, tower. Over. Price, you become Patman number two. Anderson, please follow Price. Patman, you are clear for takeoff. Over. Roger, tower. Command for takeoff.
Now listen, you creature. It's very late. If you want Christmas morning to come, you have to go to sleep now.
I can't sleep.
I know that, but you have to. Father Christmas will not bring you anything until you're asleep.
Why?
It's the rules.
I just want to say hello to him.
He's busy.
Will the Germans shoot him while he's fine?
No, of course not.
I don't care what I get. I mean, anything will make me happy.
Of course. There's nothing in particular that you want.
Oh, no, nothing in particular. Anything will make me happy. It would be nice, though, if I had a little friend of my own to play with.
I'll have another baby.
You know what I mean. Not a real person. Just a... Well, you know.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about. Now, good night, old friend. Dream the sweetest dreams. Tomorrow is Christmas. And
If you don't go to sleep now, I'll strangle you.
Well, young lady, if you're not tired, I am.
Wait till you see what I've got you.
If it's from you, I'll love it. Good night.
Good night.
I am sound asleep.
Did you put her present out for tomorrow?
Yes, it's right in the middle of the living room. Her glazed little eyes staring at the window.
Is it she wants with another doll?
God knows. I've never seen a child want anything more than she wants that doll. Sarah's hands are so small. I don't know, during the day when she's rushing around like a maniac, she doesn't seem so small. When she's in her bed and she's sleepy, I think she shrinks.
Is that what you mean? It's so strange. It's Christmas Eve, and we're fighting a war. Fighting wars never seem to make much sense. It makes less sense on Christmas Eve. I wonder what the other side is thinking right now.
Beautiful throat, you know that?
My name, Billy.
Of course it is. You have a beautiful throat, too.
Do you want to dance?
Susan, my darling, ordinarily that would be a wonderful suggestion. Under certain conditions, I am your actual Fred Astaire. However, since the injury...
What injury?
I don't like to talk about it.
I didn't know you were wounded.
Just a little shrapnel in the leg.
How come they didn't send you home if you were wounded?
They wanted to. I wouldn't go. Nothing will keep me from flying.
Oh, Lieutenant, that's really very...
Paula, my sweet. Paula, it's really nothing to make a fuss about. Sometimes the pain... It's life without pain, I always say. How about another little pinky?
Hey, Chivino.
Hiya, hello.
Listen, you gotta help me.
Have you met Barbara?
Billy?
Have you ever seen such a throat?
Listen, Jerry, I've got this one all primed, except she won't leave her friend alone now.
Fire, you know, I've always harbored a suspicion that blue eyes don't see so good. Too much inbreeding. Have you taken a good look at Dora?
What am I gonna do?
How about Helen? Give one to Helen.
I don't think so.
Come on, it's a terrific idea. Come on, Rita. We're going to all go over and be with Helen.
Yeah, I thought you had an injured leg.
My God, I can walk again. This is our leader. Leader, these are our ladies.
This is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, meet Halloran.
Yes. It's Audrey.
Billy. Where are you from?
Illinois.
The decorations are very presumptuous.
Let's go somewhere we can be alone.
I want to stay here.
It's Christmas. And I am your actual serviceman, alone overseas.
I want to stay here.
Marion, perhaps you are a spy.
Yes.
Yes. Let me put it another way. Let's fool around.
Okay.
There is a guy.
They're back.
Where's Patton?
He'll be here in a minute. Don't worry.
Who's Patton?
Patton, my luckless Linda. It's a brave soul who flew lead instead of us this fine day because of a port engine with the holiday spirit.
He'll be here in a minute.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, you're Hellerman. How are you doing, huh?
Very good.
Not so good. We lost three. Hey, you are one lucky son of a bitch, let me tell you.
Where's Patton?
One lucky son of a bitch.
Where's Patton?
I never saw an airplane break up into so many little pieces.
Where's Patton?
He took a direct hit. Must have been right in the bomb bay with a full load.
Maybe he's bailed out.
Not a chance. I never thought of any little beast. Hey, where's Cimino, huh? I want to tell him. If it hadn't been for that engine of yours, it would have been you instead of Patton. I want to tell Shemina to go kiss that engine of yours.
What's the matter?
I heard it, didn't you?
The port engine. Something was wrong.
Come on, sit down.
There was something wrong, didn't you?
Every time an engine starts up, I hear something come up.
It was something.
It was.
Ladies, let's all play follow the leader.
Come on, Ben.
You found it, didn't you? You found it, God damn you. You found it, right?
I don't know yet.
Tell me you found it. You jerk.
Take it.
He heard it.
Hey. Excuse me, folks. Don't go away.
My God.
I heard it.
I heard it!
Come on.
I heard it! Believe me, Patton, I heard it!
So we're gonna play!
No, we're not gonna play. Believe me, Patton! I heard it, Patton! God damn you! God damn you, Patton!
Noch einmal! Ihr Name?
Keller, Helmut Keller.
Wo sind Sie geboren?
Essen.
Wann?
1908.
Dienstgrad?
Major.
Name der Mutter?
Gut.
Name des Vaters?
Karl.
Was machen Sie hier?
Das habe ich Ihnen wiederholt gesagt.
Sie werden mir das weiterhin sagen.
Ich bin hier auf Befehl von General Weilheim.
Was für ein Befehl?
Ich habe Ihnen die Papiere gezeigt.
Papiere kann man fälschen.
Wer?
Wie lautet der Befehl?
Das habe ich Ihnen bereits gesagt. General Weilheim hat mir befohlen, Ihnen diese Papiere zu geben. Sie sollen diese in Ihrem Panzerschrank aufbewahren und mir eine Quittung geben. Das ist alles. Heute nie.
Wir wissen, wer Sie sind.
Ich habe Ihnen gesagt, wer ich bin. Haben
Sie das hier dumm?
Ich habe Ihnen gesagt, wer ich bin. Schauen Sie sich die Papiere an. Das ist alles.
Und ich habe Ihnen gesagt, wir wissen, wer Sie sind.
Ich verstehe nicht, warum Sie mich beantworten. Mein Name ist Helmut Keller. Ich bin Major. Ich bin hier auf dem Feld von General Walheim.
Und ich habe Ihnen gesagt, Sie wissen, wer Sie sind. Hören Sie auf zu lügen.
Please don't smoke.
Lieutenant Wells, English is a language you do not understand. You have never spoken a word in your life. They didn't teach you English in Essen. You must never speak in English or respond to English, even around here, no matter who is talking to you. If it is in English, you do not understand. I don't care if it's the PM himself who's talking to you. One slip like that, and you're quite dead. All right. Lesson over. It's time we took a break. Don't be discouraged. You're doing fine. Just fine. Come on. I'll pay for the tea. Come on. It's all right. Lieutenant Wells, class is over for the afternoon. Tape, pause.
Sometimes when we're together, I feel so close that I don't know where I end and you begin. Never knew it could be like that. I was 19 when I got married. He was the only man I'd ever known. Never thought I lacked anything. It's just that I wasn't sure if this was it. If this was everything, maybe that's why I went with you that first day at the bus stop. So damned unfair. I try so hard to forget you. I really do. I wind up spending all my time trying to forget you, which is the same as thinking of you all the time. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do anything wrong. Sometimes I sit across the dinner table from him and I watch him. And I want him so desperately to do something or say something or be something that I can hate. But he never does. I've hurt him so much. It makes me hate myself and wish I'd never met you. But then when I'm with you, and it's so strong, and I don't ever want to let you go. Why don't things work out the way they're supposed to?
I don't know how things are supposed to work out. I don't know anymore what I heard in that engine. A couple of months ago, the whole propeller could have fallen off and I wouldn't have gone back. So damn easy to be brave when you haven't got anything to lose. I'm scared now. I don't want to die and not see you anymore. Nothing makes any sense until I'm with you, and then everything makes sense. I don't want to let you go. I just want to be with you all the time. I don't want to wake up in the morning and not know if I'm going to see you that evening. I'm tired of missing you. I don't even know your last name. I'm all in pieces. I want you to put me back together.
Hold me now. Make everything outside go away.
No way in to see you. I was trying to think of a way to tell you that we shouldn't see each other anymore.
I did the same thing.
Now, here you have your two main types, your combination lock and your key lock. Now, with your combination lock, which works on what we call a series of tumblers, first you have to find out whether it's a three or four number combination, and then whether you first move to the right or the left. If it's your key lock, it's just a matter of finding a proper key. In the absence of a key, a problem which has confronted many folks, there are certain very delicate instruments that do a right proper job. And then, well, it's just a matter of learning how to use them.
How long will it take to learn to open one?
Well, you've got to understand that opening these things is not something any old bloke can do, you know. It's what you might call a gift, even if I do say so myself.
Let's say that Lieutenant Wells is gifted.
Well, to key lock a couple of days. The combination lock, I'd say, about 6 months.
Well, the safe that we're interested in is a Kona 335.
That's a Jerry safe.
Yes, Harry. You may have noticed that we're at war with the Germans.
Oh, you've got a point there.
Which is it?
Well, you're in luck. It's a key lock. Any school kid could crack it. As a matter of fact, I cracked one almost like it when I was a school kid. Right. Now, gentlemen, here you have, before your very eyes, your lock. And you have here your safe, which is almost the same as your Kona 335. Now you insert your lock pick into your Kona 335.
feeling your way through the elements. For your personal information, there happened to be four. One. Two. Three. Four. Apple pie. Bleeding apple pie.
Hey, nice to see you, Lieutenant.
See you, sir.
Why'd you sit down? I have a little problem. It's a mission. A special mission. The group sent down word that they needed a volunteer. Now, it is considered a bit risky, so they wanted to put it on a voluntary basis. It's for tomorrow night. Oh, about the other day, I checked with the mechanic. It's strange, he couldn't find a thing wrong with that port engine. Now, if you felt there was something wrong, well, I'm sure there was. If you heard it. Look, a mechanic's not a pilot,
right?
I don't listen to any kind of rumor. Never. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk around. We know what a base is like. You can't pay any attention to that kind of talk. But I don't believe, for a moment, that you made the whole thing up about that engine. Not a word. Just gossip. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. That mission tomorrow night. Now, I knew that you'd want to volunteer to do it. It's not that you've got anything to prove. I just felt that you'd like to go for it. Now, I've told operations to have those engines double-checked. So I'm quite sure you won't be disappointed and have to cancel that flight.
Is he ready?
I think he's as ready as he ever will be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I can't be too specific. And there's nothing wrong with Wells. He does everything the way he's supposed to. I'd simply prefer him to be a bit more spontaneous.
Spontaneous?
Well, once you teach him something, he learns it. However, I'm not totally sure how he will react if something occurs that he isn't prepared for.
Oh, then, let's hope you prepare him for everything.
And that would be nice.
New stuff, this. It's supposed to be a cooler smoke. We're not going to send Wells in a regular flight. Afraid we have to be a bit paranoid about the leak in intelligence. We're going to drop him in a totally different way. This stuff is supposed to be cool. I'd hate to think what they call hot. And we're not going to use intelligence for the flight. Chaps don't even know about it. We're not even going to use a transport aircraft. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to use a British aircraft. I say, Selinger, would you mind coming with me across the street? There's a tobacconist over there.
Potatoes. Your dinner is served, my lord.
I think I'll take it in the study, thank you.
Very good, my lord. There's a phone call for you, Margaret.
Where?
The Memphis station.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you. It's madness here. Is that you, Paul?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me now?
It's better, but you have to speak up.
Yes, all right.
Fine.
Is anything the matter?
No, no, nothing. I had no special reason for calling. I'm sorry if I disturbed you. I just wanted to hear your voice, that's all.
Don't be silly. Of course you haven't disturbed me. I'm glad to hear your voice, too.
I love you, Margaret.
I love you too.
I know I'm not that special.
What are you talking about?
course you're special.
Oh, no, I'm not. We both know it. It's just my curse to be so damned ordinary.
No.
I do so want to be dashing.
It's not that I don't want to be, but I can't blame you for finding me unexciting.
Paul, I don't know why you're talking like this.
You're very special and very dashing.
Mrs. Selinger, Ward 4, please.
Well, I didn't mean to disturb you.
Paul, I'm so glad you called, but...
Mrs. Selinger, Ward 4, please.
Paul, I'm sorry. I have to go now. They're calling me.
Yeah, I understand, darling. I'll talk to you later. I love you. Lieutenant Wells on the line, please.
Hey, Starkow, Lieutenant. No, really, I wouldn't fool you. Why are we the only plane taking off?
Because we got a special mission. Lucky us. You know, when it's dark out, you can bump into things. I'll be real careful.
Hey, Jamina, where are the bombs? There's no bombs on board. We're a bomber. We're supposed to drop bombs. Where are the bombs?
No bombs. I like that. You know, bombs are dangerous on account of the fact they can blow up. Both of you shut up, will you? We're waiting for an English guy named Wells. We're going to drop him instead of bombs.
I like that. Dropping a person instead of a bomb. On account of the fact that people don't blow up the way bombs do.
Starting port engine.
Starting port engine.
Sound fine, Geiler. Even if they don't sound fine, they sound fine. Wonder where the hell that English guy is.
Dark out. Maybe he's not so stupid.
Hello? Mummy.
Hello, darling.
Oh, your hair smells nice.
Mrs. Carling washed it for me and got soap in my eyes.
Did you cry?
Wouldn't you cry if Mrs. Carling got soap in your eyes?
Yes, I think I would.
Where's Daddy? He came home early and then went out again. Mrs. Carling gave me dinner and was just putting me to sleep when you came home.
Did you say where he was going?
He left a note on the pillow. I think that's romantic.
Daddy has to go away on a little trip.
When will he be back?
Soon, very soon.
Will he bring me something? Your coat's all wet. I did a painting of a Tyrannosaurus Rex in orange. Have you ever seen an orange Tyrannosaurus Rex? Come, Mummy, look at it. Mummy, come on!
Listen, I don't mean to be pushy, but you know that Englishman we got on board? He isn't an Englishman. He's your actual crowd. You can tell by the little lightning bolts on his collar.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. We decided the Germans can't lose. We're going to be on their side now.
Oh, God, I like the uniforms.
Captain Challenger, you okay?
Quite well, thank you, Lieutenant.
We're over the French coast. We'll try and avoid any German position.
I'm beginning to think this isn't such a crazy mission.
When the time comes, we'll remove the belly hatch. That's when you'll drop through.
Remember to keep your arms tight to your body when you're clear of the props.
I shall remember. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus Christ! How bad is it?
No. Am I supposed to die? Jobless. It's all a mistake.
Are you all right?
My head up here is bad. I don't know if I can keep it flying.
I'm afraid we've been hit back here.
How bad?
Rather bad. I think they're both dead.
Lucas? Kyler? Camino? Camino!
Don't do this. Please don't. My God. Face.
Two men left there. They're dead.
He has no face.
Somebody took a vacuum cleaner and straightened out the mess. All gone. It's not right. Should have left a mark.
I'm really sorry. I know how you feel. I'm so sorry I caused all this.
It's not your fault.
You know where we are?
About 20 miles south of Lyon.
Well, that's where I have to go.
I'm going to make my way to the channel. It's the other direction. Good luck.
Thank you. And thank you for everything. Oh, I beg your pardon, Lieutenant. Lyon is north of here, you say?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I hate to impose on you, but... you happen to know which way is north?
Yeah, that way.
Thank you again. Oh! I say, Lieutenant Halloran, I'm really sorry to be such a burden to you. I wonder if you wouldn't mind giving me a hand.
Probably sprained. It's not broken. It's going to be sore for a while. Mind if I ask you a question?
No, not at all.
I was wondering, seeing as how you don't know north from south and you can't take 10 steps without falling on your ass, I was wondering, have you ever done anything like this before?
Well, now that you mention it, no.
Wonderful. Well, you look real spiffy and beautiful. I don't want to go with you, you know. Not one bit.
No.
You don't know what the hell you're doing. And I certainly don't know what the hell I'm doing. Here I am, as we speak, going with you. I'm going to get our asses shot off.
Well, I'm really grateful to you. I really am.
Oh, that's just swell.
Who?
This is Salinger. This is Major Trumbo.
Oh, my God, it's Paul. Is he all right?
The plane he was on was shot down.
I have no more information than that at this time. However, it's quite possible that he bailed out and he's absolutely fine. I just don't know right now.
Mrs. Salinger, are you there?
Yes.
As soon as I learn anything more, I will be sure to call you. Your husband's a good man, intelligent. I'm certain he's all right.
I just can't understand why he went in place of Wells. Can't understand it at all.
Not like him to be so impulsive. I'll call you as soon as I learn anything. I'm sure he's fine. Mrs. Salinger, are you there?
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
How far do you think we've gone?
How am I supposed to know? You're the goddamn spy, not me. Don't you guys have a magic manual or something that teaches you all that stuff?
Oh, yes, yes, we do.
Well, did you ever read it?
I helped write it.
Well, what does it say about measuring distances?
I forget.
Jesus, we're going to get our asses shot off.
I wollte ein Spiel, ne? Ah,
alle,
in meinem Heuboden habe ich noch nie ein Mädchen umarmt. Komm, lass mich küssen. Ja, unter die Jacke. Lass die Bluse aus. Ich bin so verliebt in dich.
N'avez pas peur. Tout va bien. Je suis anglais.
Oh, les mains.
Non, c'est vrai, mademoiselle. C'est vrai, je suis anglais, vraiment. You think you could give me a hand here? She's going to kill me. She thinks I'm German.
I wonder why she thinks you're German.
Betty Grable, Hershey Bars, Yankee Stadium. Hello, Joe.
She said she had a brother who was killed by the Germans. Her father refused to do anything about it. He's a collaborator, out of fear more than anything else, I should suppose. She says she's doing what he should be doing.
Sa voiture, prenez-la.
Oh. It's It's his car. She says we can take it. Alors, merci, mes foi. Vous êtes très gentil.
This is going to work out rather well.
Thrill.
As an SS officer, I'm entitled to an aide. You're wearing the uniform of a sergeant. It won't look at all out of place.
Where won't it look out of place?
At Gestapo headquarters in Lyon.
Listen, friend, you've got a perfect right to get yourself killed if that's what you want, and I've got a right to stay alive.
I fully appreciate the position I've placed you in, Lieutenant, but I just don't think I can do this thing alone, because my leg is hurt, and this thing has got to be done. It's that important.
I don't speak German, in case you didn't notice. How am I going to fool anybody if I don't speak German?
Well, if you don't speak to anyone, then no one will know you don't speak German. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Better get rid of those cigarettes.
What?
And the lighter.
They're American.
Mind if I ask you something?
No, not at all.
Why did you decide to go instead of the guy Wells?
Oh, that's rather complicated. I don't know how to answer that.
Try.
Well, all my life, no matter what I did, I've always been the same thing. Pleasant. I'm pleasant. I was a teacher. It's a pleasant profession. I'm rather pleasant looking, even if I do say so myself. If anyone were asked to describe me, they'd say I was pleasant. Oh, I never minded it that much before. Except now, it's beginning to hurt. More than I ever thought anything could hurt.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, take a look at yourself.
I can't. I'm driving.
No, I'm serious. Take a good look at yourself and you'll see a hero.
That's a lot of crap. I'm not a hero and I don't want to be one.
Even if you don't want to be one, you are. You can't help it. You're the one who is ice skating on the lake when the little boy falls into the freezing water and you save him. I'm the one who gives you my coat to wrap him in. And when it's all over, you're on the front page of all the newspapers saying it was really nothing. And I have a wet coat.
Jawohl, Herr Roberts.
Die Papiere kommen von General Walheim. Schließen Sie diese im Panzerschrank ein. Sie werden später abgeholt.
Jawohl, Herr Roberts.
Ich möchte eine Quittung haben.
Jawohl, Herr Roberts.
Worauf warten Sie? Danke.
They've changed it. They put in a new safe. It's a combination safe. I haven't the foggiest notion how to open it.
I love it.
Sorry to barge in on you like this, Major Trumbo. It's just that I haven't heard anything since we spoke last night, and I've been beside myself. I was hoping that you'd learn something new.
Won't you sit down? Would you like a glass of sherry?
No, thank you.
Cigarette?
Major, what the hell happened?
We don't know. The plane is missing. Not a word, not a trace, nothing. I still can't understand why Paul acted so impulsively.
I can.
Really? Why?
It's not something I can explain.
Well, Mrs. Selinger, I do assure you I will contact you the moment I hear anything. I've spoken to the American Colonel, Bart, I think his name is, and they're waiting for some word themselves.
Who's Colonel Bart?
Well, Paul was in an American plane from the 8th Air Force. This man, Bart, is the wing commander.
Where's he located?
At Windsor Field.
Thank you very much, Major. I do apologize for pestering you, sir.
Mrs. Selinger, seeing Colonel Bart won't accomplish anything. He knows no more than I do.
I'm sure you're right. Thank you again.
Panzerschrank sind einige Passiere vor General Walheim. Ich möchte sicherstellen, dass sie in Ordnung sind. Ich habe die Papiere heute gebracht. Hier ist meine Quittung.
Herr, Sie haben eine Quittung, dass Sie die Papiere abgeliefert haben. Sie haben jedoch keine Vollmacht, die Papiere wieder herauszunehmen.
Haben Sie gehört, was ich gesagt habe?
Es tut mir leid, Herr Oberst.
Sie werden meinen Befehl ausführen.
Herr Oberst, ich brauche eine Vollmacht.
Entschuldigung, Herr Oberst.
Zigarette?
Das ist doch lächerlich. Wo soll ich denn wohl zu dieser Stunde einer Vollmacht herbekommen?
Das weiß ich nicht genau. Hauptmann Winkler hat Dienst. Im dritten Stock. Ah.
Ich kann nicht dem ganzen Haus herumlaufen, um eine Vollmacht zu bekommen.
Gefragte Leiter. Wo ist gefragte Leiter? Ich spreche mit Ihnen.
Take the time to speak with me.
Not at all. Will you sit down?
Thank you.
You must think I'm an awful pest. It's just that I have to know for myself what's happened.
Well, yes, of course. Well, we've received no notification of survivors. Can't send reconnaissance aircraft in to check for fear of drawing attention to the mission. You understand?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, there's every chance they managed to bail out.
But you don't know for sure.
No. No, I don't. Except I do know that if they did bail out, your husband is in very good hands. The pilot, Lieutenant Halloran, is a very determined, very resourceful man.
Oui?
C'est nous.
Apple pie?
Formidable, merci. Well, we did it. We actually did it.
Look, I don't want to cramp your style or anything, but we're still not on French yet.
Oh, we'll get out all right. It'd be silly for us to come this far and not get out.
Ruin my whole day.
I can go back now. I can be more for her to see.
She must be very special.
She is very special. Have you ever felt that way about any woman?
Yeah. I do now. Except with me, it's different. Ever since I met her, I don't know who I am anymore.
Well, I know who you are. You're a good and brave man.
I don't feel very brave.
That's absurd. Look what you've done.
I didn't do anything except try and stay alive. Whatever I did because I was too scared to die.
The only men who are brave are the frightened men. Men who aren't frightened aren't brave. They're insane. You're only brave when there's something to lose, and you still try. When we get back, go to her, hold her, and never let go. That's what I'm going to do when I see Margaret.
Tell me more about your wife. What's her name?
Margaret. God, I love that name, don't you?
Yeah.
How do I tell you about her? Well, if there is really such a thing as one woman for you, it's Margaret for me. Oh, I know that sounds like something out of Mother Goose, but it's true. We have a daughter, Sarah. She looks like a mother, which is reason enough to think she's beautiful. Here, this is Margaret. She's lovely, isn't she?
Moshi.
Aha, bravo, bravo, ma chère mademoiselle, bravo. Merci.
Allez dans les montagnes.
Oui.
Il y a un pont à 8 km d'ici, à gauche, près de la rivière. Un groupe de la résistance vous y attend.
Oh, très bien. Well, that's marvelous. She says there's a bridge about 8 kilometers from here to the left. There's a resistance group waiting for us. Merci. Come on, old man. Eat something.
Did you watch?
Oh.
Son of a
bitch! Girls think father must have called the Germans.
Barricade hier ab. Sucht alle Häuser. Maschinengewehr.
My kidneys back there.
I got your ass.
I feel like demolishing you.
You're trying to be cheerful because you're worried about Daddy. He's going to be all right.
I love you more than it's possible to love anyone, you know.
Oh,
Hello? Yes.
Mommy, is it good crying or bad crying? I knew it.
Captain Senator, which one is he in? 442, Mrs. Senator, just down the corridor. I will never care for anyone the way I care for you. I just think it has to work out this way.
Things work out the way they're supposed to. And listen. I gotta go to him and I gotta turn and walk away. That's what we have to do. You know that, and I know that. Entirely capable of messing this whole thing up, so you better help me.
I love you, Laura.
I love you, Maggie. Think of me when you drink tea.